AircheckDownloads.com. Casey's Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Our special year-end countdown originates in Hollywood. Now, a singer who originated in the town of Chiswick, right outside London. At first, he was just a drummer. But when his band Genesis needed a new vocalist, he became a singer. And not a bad one at that. Since 1980, as lead singer of Genesis and as a solo artist, he's sung on 10 number one hits. Now, that's more than any other male artist in that period. Here's the latest of those number ones, the 15th biggest song of 1990, Something Happened on the Way to Heaven by Phil Collins. In September, Something Happened on the Way to Heaven became Phil Collins' 13th consecutive top 10. Today, it comes in at number 15 in our year-end countdown. I'm Casey Kasem on a special edition of Casey's Top 40. We're getting closer and closer to the number one song of the year.
Number 14.
Now, the only Canadian artist to hit number one on the American pop chart in 1990, Toronto native Jane Child. She entered the top 40 in February with her first hit, and 7 weeks later, she beat out the competition and went all the way to number one. She did it with a song she wrote, produced, sings, and played most of the instruments on. It's a song about a woman who's out to protect herself from Cupid's piercing arrows. A woman who wants to go it alone in life. Here's Jane Child with Don't Wanna Fall in Love. Coming in at number 14 in our special year-end survey on Casey's Top 40, that's newcomer Jane Child with Don't Wanna Fall in Love. Next, at number 13, James Ingram with his powerful ballad about a man who's got a problem. There's a woman who loves him, but he just likes her as a friend. He wants to tell her, but he doesn't have the heart. That's James Ingram's first number one as a solo act, I Don't Have the Heart. It glides in at number 13 in our countdown of the 100 biggest hits of 1990. Coming up, as we roll into the final hour of our year-end survey, big hits from Paula Abdul, Taylor Dane, Glenn Medeiros, and Roxette, all on our way to the biggest hit of them all, the number one song of 1990.
Casey's Coast to Coast. Casey's Top 40.
Coming in with the 12th biggest song of the year, here's the first of two female groups to hit number one in 1990, and those two groups did it back-to-back. Wilson Phillips followed this act at number one, Sweet Sensation with If Wishes Came True.
All alone.
That's the second song by Sweet Sensation in our special year-end countdown on Casey's Top 40. Earlier at 88, we heard Love Child. Now at number 12, If Wishes Came True. Next, swinging in at number 11, the top female artist of 1989. She started off 1990 with a song that made her the only female in chart history to ever score four number ones from a debut album. The album was Forever Your Girl. The number one song was Opposites Attract. And the singer, of course you know, was Paula Abdul.
On the rap, so Mike is
stepping in at number 11. That's LA's Paula Abdul with Opposites Attract, the song that inspired one of the most creative videos of the year, the video where Paula danced with a couple of wacky cartoon characters. Up next on Casey's Top 40, the 10 biggest songs of 1990.
Casey's Top 40.
Get to Sears now.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're on our way to the number one song of 1990. Leading off the top 10 is the fourth hit in our survey for Taylor Dane. In March, this became Taylor's biggest hit to date, a number one song from the platinum CD, Can't Fight Fate. This is Love Will Lead You Back.
Saying goodbye.
Starting off the year's top 10 in our special survey, that's Taylor Dane with her number one smash from March, Love Will Lead You Back. I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the top 100 of 1990. The smaller the numbers, the bigger the hits.
Number 9.
Here's the first woman from Ireland to ever hit number 1 on the American charts. And she stayed at number 1 for 3 weeks. Sinead O'Connor, and Nothing Compares to You. Dublin, Ireland, Sinead O'Connor with her sad song about a love that's over. Nothing Compares to You. It comes in at number 9 in our countdown of the 100 biggest hits of 1990. Up next, the only act with two songs in the year's top 10. It's a female act, and it isn't Janet or Madonna.
Casey's Top 40.
right now at Camelot.
Aircheckdownloads.com.